It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are on the telephone this morning with Ryan Campbell, who is the newly selected chairman of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Campbell, first off, congratulations on your new role.
Well, thanks very much, BJ, and good morning to you and all of your listeners.
Well, it's great to have you back on the program. I know it's been a busy week, especially with the weather passing through the region, and we're going to touch on a number of things. But first off, I want to ask you a little bit about the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. As a county supervisor and the board chair, I'm curious to hear your observations.
Yeah, the vaccine rollout as it is I've been very happy to report that, you know, public health is doing everything they can to get vaccines out to the community as soon as we get them. But the big caveat to that is that we get vaccines out when we get them. And right now, you know, the state and federal plan is sort of I've been calling it a Hunger Games model of vaccine distribution. Not all counties or cities throughout the state are getting the number of doses that they need. And that's been continuing on. And so we have this issue now that we have many, many people in our county that would like to have the vaccine and are signed up to get it, and we just do not have the doses. We don't save doses. We don't hold back in any vaccine. We distribute it as quickly as possible. Some good examples are, you know, public health vaccinated 400 people in one day last week or the week prior. And then some of our other partners in the tribal clinics and then also Adventist Health are able to distribute vaccines very efficiently when we have them. So the challenge we're facing right now is getting, and it's not a challenge restricted to Tuolumne County. It's all up and down the state and throughout the country that we are really hoping that the feds and the state can get together to come up with a plan to distribute vaccines more quickly.
When you say it's a Hunger Games type situation, is there competition amongst counties to get the vaccine?
No, there's not competition, but it's some counties and cities get higher priority than others. And, you know, we're a low-income community, and we have a very high proportion of population that's in vulnerable. A lot of our population is vulnerable to COVID, more so than the general population. And so, you know, we would definitely like to see more vaccine coming in.
Do you feel the county's doing the best that it can, given the hand that it's been dealt and the challenge that it's been dealt?
When we get the vaccines, they go out immediately. So it's as soon as we can, and we're a little bit at the, you know, the will of the state and the federal government for how they want to distribute the vaccines. But on our end, at the local level, we're doing a good job.
Also want to ask you about the storm system that's passed through the region here this week. Have you had a chance to hear any reports if there's been any type of major impacts? I'll point out that we're recording this late Friday morning.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to get a little bit of a respite hopefully this weekend, and then we're supposed to get some more weather later in the weekend and into next week. As of last week, we had a couple of major incidents. Cedar Ridge, which is in my district, had a fire hydrant that ruptured, and it was actually covered in snow, so county road crews were able to get out there and help clear a path so TUD could repair the fire hydrant. But unfortunately, by the time the repair happened, much of the water in the storage tank for that area had drained out, and so it took a considerable amount of time for that tank to be refilled and to restore water. So they were out of water for, you know, 12 to 24 hours. and then there were also some power outages up in that area. We've had obviously a lot of snow in the 108 corridor in a very short period of time. Sugar Pine RV Park was kind of, we had some residents in there that were trapped, and there were several tree falls that struck roofs, you know, in the Miwok, Sugar Pine area. And so the county Office of Emergency Services is working with the Red Cross to try and get placement for those people into hotel rooms. And we are working with different partners in the county to open up a warming center for some of those people. So we as of the last notification that I received, we have been able to resolve most of those issues. South County also, you know, getting a lot of snow. The issue is that we had so much snow fall in such a short period of time. It's difficult to keep the roads plowed when you have a situation like that. And so for the time being, Old Priest Grade is closed to traffic, and I don't have an update on when that'll reopen, but we're doing everything we can to get the roads open and get those plows out there hitting the roads. And our road crew have done a great job. It's just a large volume of snow in a very short period of time makes it difficult.
It's interesting with this recent storm system, some elevations just had a little dusting of snow, and then it really just picked up the higher you go, it seemed like.
You know, what's funny is my house gets about, we have about 2 or 3 inches of snow on the ground right where I live. If I was to walk up the road for maybe half an hour, I would be in 3 feet of snow. So it just once you get up past a certain elevation, the snow just really piled up.
It's nice to see the snowpack when it comes to the drought and that type of thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's obviously causing a lot of problems for homeowners in our community, and there is a safety issue there. But looking forward into our water situation, you know, we're happy to have the precipitation.
And I also want to ask you a little bit about the board workshop. That's something that happens every single year. It happened about a week ago. What can you tell us about where this took place and the types of things that were discussed?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. We had our first board workshop. We have a new board. It's a new year, new board. We have many new opportunities in Tuolumne County. And I thought it was important for us as a board to get together and discuss some strategic goals that we can focus on as one governing body throughout the year. I'm a big planner. I'm a big, you know, coming up with lists and goals and setting goals with definable outcomes is a big deal for me. And so working with our CAO, Tracy Riddick, we were able to organize a board workshop this year. It's the first year we've had one since 2019, I believe. And it was a valuable exercise, I think. We got together at Tuolumne Memorial Hall, discussed some of the issues that are currently facing the county. We heard from county staff, you know, we kind of heard that the issues that each department is facing within the county organization. And then we met on the third day to set a set of strategic goals based on the information we got the previous 2 days.
Then the third day, was that a new location?
Yes, actually. So the first 2 days it was held at Tuolumne Memorial Hall, and it got pretty cold there, so we decided to move the meeting to the county's Emergency Operations Center off Tuolumne Road. And so all of the notice was given for each of those locations.
What is the reason and the benefit for doing them at an off-site location?
So we like to hold, it's pretty rare that you have an opportunity to hold a meeting that's not in the Board of Supervisors chambers. And so typically we'll either hold a meeting of this type in South County or in Tuolumne or some other locations so that the residents of those communities can have a little nearer access to the operations of the Board of Supervisors. That's one element. Another element is to get a little bit of a change of scenery, to get people thinking in new ways, to let people be a little more in a different venue so that we can start talking in a way that is a little more innovative, a little less stuffy than what we typically do at the Board of Supervisors room.
Going to take a quick break. We're talking with the board chair of the Tuolumne County Supervisors, Ryan Campbell, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up on our conversation in just a minute.